理课堂听 class.com。
Oh, yes, the doorman said. They told me you were coming. Come on in.
The doorman opened the door of the building and showed them inside to a room that was as dark as the street. Instead of lights, there were only a few candles placed on the floor, and the children could scarcely tell whether it was a large room or a small room they were standing in.
My, it's dark in here, Mr. Poe said. Why don't you ask your employers to bring in a good strong halogen lamp?
We can't, the doorman replied. Right now, dark is in.
In what? Violet asked.
Just in, the doorman explained. Around here, people decide whether something is in, which means it's stylish and appealing, or out, which means it's not. And it changes all the time. Why, just a couple of weeks ago, dark was out and light was in. And you should have seen this neighborhood. You had to wear sunglasses all the time, or you'd hurt your eyes.
Dark is in, huh? Mr. Poe said. Wait until I tell my wife. In the meantime, could you show us where the elevator is? Mr. and Mrs. Squalor live in the penthouse apartment, and I don't want to walk all the way to the top floor.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to, the doorman said. There's a pair of elevator doors right over there, but they won't be of any use to you.
Is the elevator out of order? Violet asked. I'm very good with mechanical devices, and I'd be happy to take a look at it.
That's a very kind and unusual offer, the doorman said. But the elevator isn't out of order. It's just out. The neighborhood decided that elevators were out, so they had the elevator shut down. Stairs are in, though, so there's still a way to get to the penthouse. Let me show you.
The doorman led the way across the lobby, and the Baudelaire orphans peered up at a very long, curved staircase made of wood, with a metal banister that curved alongside. Every few steps they could see, somebody had placed more candles, so the staircase looked like nothing more than curves of flickering lights, growing dimmer as the staircase went farther and farther up, until they could see nothing at all. "I've never seen anything like this," Klaus said. "It looks more like a cave than a staircase," Violet said.
"Pincer,"
Sunny said, which meant something like, "or outer space."
"Looks like a long walk to me," Mr. Poe said, frowning. He turned to the doorman. "How many floors up does this staircase go?"
The doorman's shoulders shrugged underneath his oversized coat.
"I can't remember," he said. "I think it's 48, but it might be 84.
"I didn't know buildings could be that high," Klaus said.
"Well, whether it's 48 or 84, Mr. Poe said, "I don't have time to walk you children all the way up. I'll miss my helicopter. You'll have to go up by yourselves and tell Mr. and Mrs. Squalor that I send my regards."
"We have to walk up by ourselves," Violet said.
"Just be glad you don't have any of your things with you," Mr. Poe said. "Mrs. Squalor said there was no reason to bring any of your old clothing, and I think it's because she wanted to save you the effort of dragging suitcases up all those stairs."
"You're not going to come with us?" Klaus asked.
"I simply don't have the time to accompany you," Mr. Poe said. "And that is that."